Hello, we are on the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barella. I have my host here to my left.
In the box to the left, my name is Johnny Mudd, and I'm here with
Carl Demands with Panasonic.
Hey, Carl, thanks
welcome,
for being
welcome.
Here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We see that the show floor is just about wrapping up. First of all, how was your day one?
Well, day one's been absolutely fun.
Crazy.
That's good, right?
Oh,
that's great.
For someone who's super busy like us and we're trying to go on the show floor like 5 minutes, what do you recommend seeing for like the only thing if we were able to see it? What would you recommend seeing?
One thing.
Really, that's not fair, but okay. One thing that you really should see.
Yeah.
Panasonic Media and Entertainment Company, which we represent right now, is probably the industry's
first
auto-tracking software live performances on stage today. You can go into our booth right now, watch a projection system projecting on a person's body, and as they move around that stage in real time, you are following that body across the stage. This is the first time anything like this has been done in full motion, real time. It's really wonderful.
Very cool. Were you also, your company at ISC 2017 showcasing anything as well similar to this?
Yeah, at ISC we did showcase several products, including a
very cool. Who are you partnering up for this, or is it just strictly Panasonic doing all the technology on the showcase?
Panasonic's doing most of this technology ourselves. Of course, there's always going to be related partners depending on how far down we get into.
Sure.
But this is an organically grown technology by Panasonic.
Oh, very cool. And then, maybe if you don't remember the booth number, if you enter from the entrance, I guess, where can we find your booth? To the left, to the right, to the back?
So I believe it's 1301, if that's incorrect, I apologize. But if you go through the main entrance, you hang a left, or right on the mid aisle.
Right there. Very cool. Tell me maybe a little bit more about your company, maybe the environment in your company. What do people like? I mean, you seem like a cheery person. It seems like Panasonic is good to you. Tell me about the environment.
Oh, working at Panasonic is an absolute joy, especially if you're within the Panasonic or within the media industry. Panasonic, for the longest time, has been known more as a box house with just some projectors and flat panels. But now we really are in the ecosystem of creating experiences. And to see some of that technology actually being paired with the artists in the industry and create spectacular, it's a lot.
That's cool. Are you, is the company more competitive with each other, like friendly competitive, or is it more like supporting each other? How do you guys work? Do you like competitiveness or do you not?
Well, within the Panasonic organization, for the most part, we all try to get along, I guess is the best way to describe it. We
sure.
have a traditional channel sales team which goes out there and promotes product through the channel. Some of our channel partners also have the same suite of customers that Panasonic does. But what we do is we try and work together. Them and say Panasonic has expertise in a certain area, we can do certain research and development, we can do certain sponsorships that our partners get. But at the same time, when we do that, we bring those additional opportunities to our partners back. So while Panasonic might take a big chunk here, they can ride our coattails on the rest of it. We want to have that be a good business.
And Johnny, looks like you're brewing up a storm in that head.
That's just my face.
Is that your face?
That's just my face. Sorry,
oh,
get a little.
Face?
That's my face. No, I don't have any major questions other than you mentioned the booth number. You mentioned one thing that I could not see or I needed to see. But what about everything else? What other new things are you showing in the booth?
Oh, other new things in the booth. Again, flat panel technology. We have new innovations there. Projection technology. Laser 30,000 lumens. 3,000 lumens. We have. But focusing more on software, how do you create differentiation within those product lines? So if you come to our booth now, we'll display something called Linkery Action. It's an interactive experience in public environments. So you go up and see digital signage and say that's the ICE driver network. Linkery, you can actually hold up your cell phone, capture an image on it, send it a URL, and now you can interact with that content.
That's very cool. And then Panasonic has, how long has it been around? About?
And the song has been around for a long time, pushing a 100-year anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
Wow, almost as old as I. Not quite, we're getting there.
What is the biggest change that you've seen maybe in the company that maybe you've experienced or recently or in the long run?
Panasonic continues to innovate ever since day one. It's, you talk about the longevity of the company. The first thing we invented was a screw-in module for a light bulb so you can plug something into it. So you actually have a good receptacle. We've innovated ever since then, and we continue to innovate now. So 5 years ago, you came to us, we had flat panels and projectors. Now we're talking to you about software and integration and automatic mapping of your content and moving objects. It's just that continuous striving to create a wow and spectacular. That actually plays into the excitement that you're mentioning. It's just we keep going to push the envelope.
Sure. With the new demonstration that you have at your booth, have you been using that technology for a while? And if so, what kind of projects have utilized this technology? I mean, is there like a favorite project that you guys can display with the, you know, talk about outside of Infocom? Like, what projects has Panasonic used this technology with?
So for technology like Liquid, which is currently available, the auto mapping still isn't ready. This is the first time we're really bringing it out to show the world.
Okay.
But for the Liquid product, we did a pilot over at the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles on Museum Row. Mm-hmm. And basically, they implemented our technology within the museum, so people could go in and learn more about the products, more about the cars that are there, the technology that goes into the cars. But also, they came to us with a unique product. Museums are kind of old nostalgia. You have the older people showing up and a lot of the videos. You don't get the same excitement out of the museum as the older people because they're more immediate and more interactive. And we go to them. They came back to us and thanked us for the reason that now they're bringing a younger audience in here. They're better experiences to those audiences there. They're getting more of my people since they were really everywhere.
Very cool. Speaking of millennials, do you have any advice for millennials like myself in the industry? I've only been in it for like 2 years and have my CTS at least. I have that. And just any advice for us?
Be creative.
Creative?
The future is whatever you imagine it to be. I've been in the industry ever since you took and put basically a flat-mounted display on an overhead projector,
mm-hmm.
and they called that projection. and since then, now, you know, 300 lumens on a wall. Incredible. Today, 300 isn't even needed. So, people are changers, right?
Right.
Just keep innovating, keep dreaming, bring those technologies about, help us innovate, be creative for the artistic side of it, and grow this business together.
Awesome. Very cool. Remind us again where we can find Panasonic online.
Panasonic online has a couple of websites. Our primary website here in North America is www.panasonic.com. If you want to look more about our specific projects, we have a www.panasonic.net/ABC projectors, you know, projector technology, panasonic.net/ABC pro display for professional display products and so on.
And then I'm sure you guys are on the social media, so if you don't remember off the top of your head, we can probably find it on your website, yes?
Yes, so we have all the Twitter links, Facebook links, all that stuff up there on the website.
Very cool, and thank you so much for coming on to our show on the Trade Show Minute. Johnny, do you have any last Johnny-isms for today? I know you're just about ready to get another coffee so you can be alive, but anything else?
Oh, no wit, no humor. Just go check out Panasonic at the show. Go check it all out. It sounds like you guys are innovating, you're being creative, getting more software-based solutions out there versus hardware. Not going away from hardware, but you know, incorporating software in it to becoming a bit more ahead of the game, if you will, and creating solutions for problems that are as they're happening. I think that's a good way to sum it up. No Johnny isn't. I'm out of that for
tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
But if any of you that want to share this podcast later on, and you can find it online at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. Or if you want to tune into the other scheduled podcasts for the rest of the show, tomorrow and Friday, it's ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live. You can find Rave Pubs on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and it's at Rave Pubs. You can find me on Twitter at @BarellaVictoria_. That's BarellaVictoria_. Johnny, where are you?
Mine's not as cool as that. It's at JMOTA3. That's JMOTA3. Of course, at RavePubs is the key word there for Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, not Friendster, do not go there. But everywhere else is totally cool. Again, ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live is where you can catch tomorrow and Friday shows as they're live. And, you know, just follow the trade show minute under ravepubs.com in the Rave Pubs Radio tab. And obviously, we'll be tweeting all week from at Rave Pubs Radio. Give us a shot. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your Infocom.